You're listening to Radio MD. What's good and good for you? Why, Family Food Kitchen, of course. Here they are, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Most of us run the other way when someone suggests to fast. Oh my gosh, maybe we'll give up a meal or go without food for a whole day, but a whole week? Are you kidding? Well, the truth is, fasting has amazing health benefits, from giving your digestive system a much-needed rest to cleansing and so much more. Even Hippocrates prescribed it. So it is such an honor today to have with us world-renowned Dr. Patricia Bragg of Bragg Living Foods here with us. And she authored many, many books, but one we're going to talk about today is The Miracle of Fasting, proven throughout history for physical, mental, and spiritual rejuvenation. And she is going to help us understand this life-saving fasting process that we must think about doing and actually get started on as soon as possible. Patricia, you're going to help us understand this. Thanks so much for being with us. First, explain, I think people have different ideas when someone says fasting. How would you describe or define fasting?
Oh, Ellen, I feel that fasting is a joy. I've been fasting religiously since I was 5 years old.
Wow.
And those days were, it was wonderful. I even had more time to play and do things I wanted to do. It was wonderful, wonderful. And fasting is a miracle cleanse. And I feel I'm honored when I fast. My body's thankful. Oh, my trillions of cells. Oh, they're clapping hands. They're saying, "Woo, we can clean house now." Yes, Hippocrates. Hippocrates fasted, and he taught fasting. And, you know, fasting is the greatest remedy. It's the physician within. Basilius, he was a 15th century physician, father of body chemistry, and he said, "Your wise body knows how to clean house when you fast." And now, you see, your body is a miracle. When you figure you have your own plumbing, oh, yes, my own hearing, I can see, I have my own pumping system, oh, I have my miracle heart, and then I have four more pumps, my two arms and my two legs that I'm moving, does a miracle, it works with the heart. So we have five pumps, and remember, you are what you eat, drink, breathe, think, say, and do with your 640 muscles. And fasting is so important to cleanse your machinery and cleanse your body. And I love my fasting. Now, fasting is when you abstain from food. You abstain from food. But water is important. Do you know that each one of you right now, as I'm talking to you right now, do you realize water is the key to all body functions? And so, therefore, when you fast, I have minimum 8 glasses of purified, pure water when I fast. Water is the key to all body functions, your heart, circulation, digestion, bones and joints, muscles, metabolism, assimilation, elimination, sex glands, nerves, energy. Woo! They all need water.
And so well, let me just jump in, if I may, and to say, okay, so, I mean, you so wonderfully describe the body, the miracle of the body, and how it interacts, nothing's isolated, and how it requires house cleaning, just like our closets and our houses,
and we do that
frequently, but people think, well, that means I'm going to starve, and I'm not going to be comfortable. Could you explain what it feels like that first day and for a first fast, how long it should be, and then describe what you feel and how you get through it?
All right. See, but this is what I'm saying. When I fast, I always have plenty, an ample amount of water, because water is so cleansing and so wonderful. And that's why I say, therefore, your tummy is happy, because you're drinking your water. You're getting enough water, and you're not dehydrated. That's very important. Now, the first day, Americans and the world, they're kind of creatures of habit. And they think, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, because that's the norm. But, with fasting, I was so used to doing it. It was so wonderful. And the first couple of times you fast, you have to break that habit of breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But you have your water, and with that, I put three of those glasses. I put a little of the Bragg apple cider vinegar. Hippocrates also used apple cider vinegar in 400 B.C. to detox and cleanse his patients. And therefore, it does a miracle. It goes all through your body, cleansing and cleansing. And you're amazed. I have more energy, Ellen, the days I fast. Believe it or not, and I'm telling you all this, I have more energy and get more done the days I fast.
You know, I've had that experience as well. So I it's not just Dr. Bragg who can say that. I think everyone who really is honest about it does have that extra energy, because you're not bogged down. Your body's, as you say, has a happy tummy, and it is so vibrant during, and your mind is vibrant, right?
Oh, it is. It is. It is. It's amazing. It's amazing. And you realize how easy it is to do. I took the mayor of Honolulu's wife here years ago, Lucy Blaisdell. The Blaisdell had the original convention center. Blaisdell was one of the longest mayors of Honolulu. And Lucy one day called me, Patricia, she said, you're helping everybody get trim and fit and all. She says, what about me? and she was over 100 pounds overweight. I said, Lucy, have you eaten yet? Not yet. I said, this will be your first fast day.
First fast day.
And you know what? She became a young woman again in 6 months. She lost the excess pounds. She got fit. And the healthy started going to the Y, exercising. It was amazing what she did. Yeah. And we have thousands of people that have followed our book, Miracle of Fasting. And fasting is a miracle. Babies, if they don't want to eat, they'll close their little mouth. They put the food in, they'll spit it out. And animals, if they're not feeling up to par, they won't eat. They might nibble a little grass. But see, fasting is known around the world by every religion, animals, babies. It's a natural instinct.
Well, Ellen, I just get excited, Ellen, when I listen to this. Go ahead.
It is exciting to know about it. And those of you, if you've eaten at a restaurant, and your tummy doesn't feel good, the best thing is not to put any more food in it.
Yeah, it's time to fast. And unfortunately, we are out of time, Dr. Bragg. We could go on forever. But the good news is that she has a book ready for you, The Miracle of Fasting. Be sure and go to Bragg, BRAGG.com, and look for this book. It's also on Amazon and everywhere else. Thanks for listening today. And look for our past episodes on Radio MD, iTunes, or iHeartRadio as well. And be sure to eat well and stay well. Thanks for being with us. Thank you.